This program is made possible by the giving of the God-called partners of Renner Ministries. Get ready for a teaching that feeds your spirit and your mind, where the Word is the anchor in uncertain times, and doctrine doesn't bend to culture. We keep it simple, but dive deep, revealing a truth that strengthens us, a love that emboldens, and a mission that touches the world. Let's join Rick Renner.
Welcome to today's program. I am so glad you've joined me, and today we're going to dive back into our series, which is called The Rapture, the Antichrist, and the Tribulation. It is 20 parts, and it comes with a study guide that has all the points, the principles, all the Greek words in the series are in the study guide, so you can read all the material while you're seeing or hearing the series. But please go online and order this. You need to know this information. And I also want you to order my book, which is 464 pages cover to cover. The foreword is written by my dear friend, Jimmy Evans. And the name of the book is The Rapture, the Antichrist, and the Tribulation, an End Times Countdown, and What Happens Next. We need to know what happens next. And so I put all of this information into this book, which is fully illustrated and is very easy to read. And it's really going to give you a lot of peace because it's going to give you information that God wants you to know. But you can order all these things by going online or by giving us a call. And when you reach out to us, whether you order anything or not, please let us know how to pray for you, because we believe in prayer and we believe that praying for you is a major part of our ministry. So please reach out to us by calling the number on the screen, and please write that number down so you'll always have it near in case you need to call for prayer, or you can send us an email. And when you call or when your email shows up, we're going to begin to pray, and Jesus is really going to do what needs to be done. And again, if you're a partner, I want to say thank you for being a partner. And if you're not a partner with our ministry, would you please pray about becoming a partner? And you can do that by giving us a call or by going online. But reach for your Bible. We always use the Bible in this program, and we're believing for a revival of the Bible in the church. I end every program with Ecclesiastes 8:4, which says, where the word of a king is, there is power. And we really believe the word of God has power. But today we're going to continue looking at the role of the Antichrist at the end of the age. And we're going to begin by returning to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And I want to begin by reading in verse 7. And we're going to read verse 7 through verse 11. Verse 7 says, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. So we've seen there really is a conspiracy at work. A secret plan is in operation, and the world doesn't realize it's being executed right under their own noses. But a secret plan is being executed, and the world is being modified by the mystery of iniquity, preparing the world to receive the Antichrist. But the verse goes on to say, only he who now lets, the Greek word lets, means to postpone, to stall, to put on the brakes, to hold back, to resist. So you could translate it, only now he that is restraining, he that is postponing, he that is putting on the brakes, stopping the Antichrist from making his appearance, will let, and it means will continue to do so until he be taken out of the way. And here we have a picture of the rapture of the church. And we find that until the rapture of the church takes place, the church is postponing the advancement of evil. We are the ones that are holding back the Antichrist, holding back all the evil that he is going to bring. But a day is going to come when the church, according to verse 7, is going to be taken out of the way. And this agrees with 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17, which says, we which are alive and remain will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. That's what this verse is referring to. And verse 8 says, and then. And the word then in Greek means immediately then, in that very synchronized moment, that wicked one shall be revealed. And the word revealed is a form of the Greek word apokalupto. It means to pull the veil back, which means Before the rapture of the church takes place, the Antichrist will already be center stage, but he'll be behind the curtain so no one will see him and no one will know his identity. But according to verse 8, the word then means in that very synchronized moment, or in the moment when the great restrainer, when the church is suddenly taken out of the way and removed, then in that precise moment, that wicked one shall be revealed. That is when the curtains are going to be pulled apart and the light will fall on the Antichrist and the world will know who he is. And the verse goes on to say, whom the Lord. And now Paul jumps into the future. So when you come to verse 7, and it talks about the church being taken out of the way, that's the rapture of the church. Then when you come to verse 8, Paul describes what will happen immediately after the rapture. The wicked one will immediately be revealed. And then Paul jumps 7 years into the future at the end of the tribulation when Jesus comes in his second advent or his second coming, which is completely separate from the rapture. In the rapture, Jesus will only descend into the lower atmosphere. His feet will never touch the earth. But when Jesus comes 7 years later in the second coming, or what some people call the second advent, he will put his feet on the Mount of Olives. And in that moment, Paul says, whom the Lord shall consume, speaking about the Antichrist, the Lord will consume him with the spirit of his mouth and be destroyed with the brightness of his coming. And then in verse 9, listen to how he describes the Antichrist. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. Verse 10, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. Verse 11, and for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Now today we're going to unpack these verses beginning in verse 8. So reach for your Bible. You need a piece of paper. You need a pencil or an ink pen. And today I want you to take notes, and we're going to begin again in verse 8. And in verse 8, Paul says, and then shall that wicked one be revealed. And the word then, the Greek word tote, means exactly then, precisely then, which means immediately after the church has been taken out of the way, then, precisely then, that wicked one shall be revealed. As I said, the curtains will be pulled back, and finally, the identity of the Antichrist will be known. But when he is revealed, people will not say, oh, here's the Antichrist. Rather, he will appear as a world leader that has come forward to solve all of the world's problems. But the Bible tells us in 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 8, that a day is coming when the Lord will consume the Antichrist with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy him with the brightness of his coming. Let's look at those words. The word consume is a Greek word which means to abolish, to destroy, to kill, to nullify, to slay, or to take away the life of another. And it literally means that when Jesus finally comes at the end of the 7-year tribulation period, he is going to completely obliterate the Antichrist. And he's going to do it with the spirit of his mouth. The word spirit is the Greek word pneuma, which normally is translated as the word spirit, but here it describes one's breath. And the word mouth, the Greek word stomos, literally means the mouth. But when you put these two words together in this phrase, it says, whom the Lord shall consume, obliterate with the spirit of his mouth. And here we find that when Jesus comes, he's going to open his mouth, he's going to speak, he's going to puff, and with one puff of his mouth, he is going to obliterate the Antichrist. Now, my friends, this will be very humiliating for the Antichrist because he's going to style himself as one that is all-powerful. But in fact, with one puff from the mouth of Jesus, the Antichrist will be incinerated. He'll be incinerated by the breath or by the puff of Jesus' mouth. That is how much authority and power Jesus has. And the verse says he will be destroyed with the brightness of Christ's coming. The word destroyed means to abolish, to bring to nothing, to put out of commission, to reduce to waste, or to render inactive. And the verse says, he'll be destroyed with the brightness of his coming. The word brightness is actually the Greek word epiphaneia. It describes the sudden and the surprise appearance of God. It was a word which was used by Greeks, and Paul was a linguist, so he knew this. And in Greek culture, it described the sudden and surprise appearance of a God, which means this is going to totally take the Antichrist by surprise. It's going to be an epiphany, an epiphaneia moment, when suddenly Christ appears, and when Christ appears, it will be a sudden and surprise appearance, and with one puff of Jesus' mouth, He is going to abolish, bring to nothing, put out of commission, and totally reduce to waste the Antichrist. This is what the Bible teaches. So even though for 7 years, the Antichrist is going to style himself as one that is all-powerful. And by the way, in the next episode, we're going to be seeing specifically the characteristics that the Bible gives us about the Antichrist, and there are 31 specific characteristics. My friend, it is audacious. But when Christ comes, He is going to put the Antichrist out of commission just with a puff of His mouth. My friends, that is how much authority Jesus has. It reminds me of when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane and the soldiers came to arrest Him. And Jesus said, "Who are you seeking?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus said, "I am He." And just with the release of those words, "I am He," all of those soldiers, 300 to 600 soldiers, plus the temple police, and all the religious leaders, all of them fell back to the ground. Jesus simply identified Himself, and by speaking those words, He knocked everyone flat. Now, in the same way, when Christ comes at the end of the seven-year tribulation, with one puff of His mouth, He is going to destroy the Antichrist with His surprise appearance. But then when you come to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9, Paul continues to tell us a little bit about the activities of the Antichrist. And he says the Antichrist coming will be after the working of Satan. The word "after" in Greek is very important. It is the Greek word kata. It can be translated after or according to. But this word kata is a little preposition which carries the idea of a dominating or a subjugating force, something that works in one from the top of his being all the way to the soles of his feet. And the word "working" is the Greek word energeia. The word energeia describes an activity or an operation. It's where we get the word energy. So when you put this together, it means the Antichrist will be energized from the top of his head to the soles of his feet by Satan. And the word Satan, the Greek word satana, is the word which describes Satan, God's adversary. It is the name ascribed to the devil in Scripture, and it pictures him as one who is the arch enemy of God. And Satan will totally energize the Antichrist from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, and he will operate with a supernatural energy, but it is not the divine energy of God. It will actually be an anointing of the devil. Well, let's talk about the word Antichrist. The word "anti" means against, but the word "anti" can also mean in the place of. So it could be translated one who is in the place of Christ, and it also tells us the Antichrist in a certain way will operate like Christ. So just as Jesus came with signs and wonders, the Antichrist will be operating in the stead of Christ, kind of like Christ, and he will also come with signs and wonders. And that's what Paul now says. He adds, the Antichrist will come with all power and signs and lying wonders. The word "power" that is used here is the word dunamis. And the word dunamis carries the idea of an explosive superhuman power that comes with enormous energy and produces phenomenal, extraordinary, and unparalleled results. And in the New Testament, this word dunamis depicts mighty deeds that are impressive, incomparable, and beyond human ability to perform. It denotes miraculous power and miraculous manifestations. So first of all, Paul says the Antichrist is going to come with miracles, with real signs and wonders. And then Paul actually adds the word "signs" in this verse. And the word "signs" is the Greek word "simeon." And the word "simeon," here translated "signs," depicts the official written notice that announced a court's final verdict. It is a signature or a seal applied to a document to guarantee its authenticity, or it was a sign that marked key locations in a city. And this tells us that when people see the Antichrist perform miraculous signs and wonders, they're going to take it as a sign to verify he is anointed. There's never been a leader like this one. But Paul says he will come with lying wonders. And here the Greek words are very important. First of all, the word wonders is a form of the Greek word teras, which pictures an act or event that leaves one, listen, baffled, bewildered, astonished, and at a loss of words. When people see the miracles he's going to perform, they're going to be baffled, bewildered, astonished. They're going to be at a loss of words. This word was also used to depict the astonishment, shock, or surprise felt by bystanders as they observed events that were contrary to the normal course of nature. Such occurrences were viewed as miracles, and people believed they could only take place through the intervention of divine power, and it left spectators awestruck, baffled, bewildered, speechless, shocked, stunned, taken aback, and in a state of wonder. All of that is in the word wonder. So what the Antichrist is going to do and the miracles he's going to perform are going to leave people in a state of wonder. They're going to be baffled, bewildered, at a loss of words, because what he is going to do will be contrary to the course of nature, and therefore people will deem them as miracles. But then the verse tells us they are lying wonders. And the word lying pictures that which is deceitful, dishonest, false, or done with impure and wrong intentions. And this tells us the Antichrist will come with real supernatural activity, but my friends, it's going to be evil. And that's why Revelation 3:3 tells us at that time, all the world will wonder after the beast. And all the world in Greek means the entire world, the whole world. And it lets us know that these devil energized signs and lying wonders will baffle all the inhabitants of the sophisticated world, and they will wonder. And the word wonder, the Greek word thaumazo, means to be amazed, to be bewildered, to be at a loss of words, or to be in a state of shock and wonder. And that is why Revelation 13:4 goes on to say the whole world will worship the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And the word worship is the Greek word proskuneo, which really is the word for worship. The world is going to fall to their knees. They're going to bow to their knees. They're going to worship the dragon. And the word dragon describes a serpent or a huge snake. It's a biblical term used to describe the devil. And the verse goes on to say, which gave power unto the beast. And the word power is the Greek word exousia, the word authority. So now we find the devil himself is going to give authority to the beast. And here in Revelation 13, verse 4, the word beast is used to describe the Antichrist. So though he will style himself to be a benevolent, progressive leader, the Bible says he is a beast. And the word beast, the Greek word therion, describes a brute beast or a savage animal. And you're going to see in the next episode, he really will be a brute beast. But back in 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 10, it says he will come with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. My friends, he's going to come with wicked intentions. And in fact, the word deceivableness describes a deliberate seduction or deception, and it highlights the depth of the deception involved. This is a meticulously planned deception to lead the world into a state of perishing. And the word perish means destruction or waste. It's used in other places in Scripture to describe the devil as a destroyer. The word perish is also the word apolumi, which describes the devil, one who comes to waste human lives and whatever God intended to be beautiful. And that is the intention of the Antichrist. He wants to waste everything that God made and bring all of it into a state of ruin. And because people believe his nonsense, we read in 2 Thessalonians 2:11, and for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion. Shall send in Greek is the same word that would be used for the sending of mail or the sending of a messenger or the sending of a message or the dispatching of a messenger. And at the first of the verse, when it says for this cause, a better translation would be on account of this. And here it means on account of the fact that they chose to reject the truth and to believe the Antichrist, God will dispatch delusion, strong delusion. And the word strong in Greek is the word energē. It describes something that is energized. So this is an energized delusion. And the word delusion, the Greek word plani, describes the deception, a moral wandering, or a person or a nation, here we find the entire sophisticated world, that has veered morally from a solid path and is now adrift. This is going to happen when the Antichrist comes to power. And right now there's a secret plan already in operation, which is leading the entire world to this point. But when we come to 2 Thessalonians 2:8, the RIV says it like this: the removal of this restraining force, that's the church, the removal of this restraining force will signal the moment when the lawless one will finally make his grand appearance to the world. And not too long after that, when the Lord will come with his saints, his coming will be so grand, so glorious, so overwhelming that he will totally obliterate the lawless one by the mere breath of his mouth. Just one puff from the Lord and this evil one will be incinerated. The very presence of the Lord will cripple and immobilize him, permanently putting him out of commission. Then the RIV of verse 9 says, this evil one will be energized by Satan himself as he makes his arrival known to the world with all kinds of dynamic supernatural powers, powers that are truly extraordinary. These lying signs and wonders and supernatural feats have only one purpose. They're designed to draw attention to the lawless one and to make the world stand in awe of him. Verse 10. He'll do anything to seduce people, exploiting them with illusions, tricks, and all types of unrighteous deeds designed to deceive and seduce the masses. Then if you would look at verse 11, because they chose to reject the truth, God will send delusion and error into their midst, compelling them to believe the lie that's being offered to them by the Antichrist. Wow. But what else does the Bible specifically tell us about the characteristics of the Antichrist? That's what we're going to see in the next episode. So please do not miss the next program. I'm out of time, but I'll be back in just a moment, and I'm going to pray for you.
Are you afraid of what will happen at the end of the age? The Lord's return should not scare us, but instead comfort us. In Rick Renner's new 20-part series, The Rapture, The Antichrist, and The Tribulation, An End Times Countdown and What Happens Next, discover the origin of the word rapture. Who will go in the rapture? When the Antichrist will appear? What is the mark of the beast? Who will be raptured first? When the moment of rescue will occur? What our resurrected bodies will be like? Available in digital or physical formats, starting at just $35, this series will erase your fear and replace it with eager anticipation. In addition to this teaching series, order the book, The Rapture, The Antichrist, and The Tribulation, An End Times Countdown, and What Happens Next. This completely illustrated 464-page book is a timely guide to understanding the rapture and the end times. Order today. Don't miss this special offer of the bundle of the series, The Rapture, The Antichrist, and The Tribulation, An End Times Countdown, and What Happens Next, starting at just $35, and the book of the same name for $29. Call the number on your screen now, or go online to renner.org to order. Call or go online now.
Hey guys, this is Rick Renner, and guess where I am? This is the lunchroom in our Tulsa ministry headquarters facility. People have to have a place to work, and they work really hard in this facility, taking calls, answering letters from thousands and thousands of people who reach out to us every day and every week. But in this room, we decided to adorn the walls with photographs of all the places where we have offices for Renner Ministries. Behind me, there's a beautiful photograph of Moscow, because you know we have a very important office there. Then there's a photograph of London, because we have an office in England, and we've had an office in England for years and years. Then there's a beautiful picture of Riga, where Denise and I and our boys lived for 9 years. And our European office in Riga handles so much correspondence from people that reach out to us. And then there is a photograph of the Oklahoma State Capitol to represent this office, which is in the state of Oklahoma. But right now, we're trying to pay off this facility. It's called the Ministry Expansion Project. We've already paid off 78% of the facility. And my friends, we need your help to help us finish this. And if you're not already a part of the giving team, I'm inviting you to join us and to help us pay off this facility. And when it is finished being paid for, it's going to release all those finances so we can keep taking the teaching of the Bible to the ends of the earth. But thank you for being a part.
Well, today we have covered a lot of information, and tomorrow when we come back, we're going to see 31 characteristics which are given to us by the Bible to describe the Antichrist and what he'll be like when he finally makes his grand appearance. But please order the entire series, which is called The Rapture, the Antichrist, and the Tribulation. It is 20 parts, comes with a wonderful study guide, and please be sure to order the book. 464 pages, cover to cover, filled with illustrations. The foreword is written by my friend Jimmy Evans, and the book is called The Rapture, the Antichrist, and the Tribulation, an End Times Countdown, and What Happens Next. The Bible tells us what happens next so you don't have to be in the dark. That's why I wrote this book. I want you to know what's coming very soon. Wow. But put your hand on your heart. And I want to pray for you right now. And please remember to reach out to us. Call the number on the screen or send us an email so we can pray for you specifically. But Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for the wonderful Word of God. And we thank you that by having the Word in our heart, it dispels fear and it gives us peace. And we thank you that we're not the children of darkness, that that day should overtake us, but we are the children of light and you have informed us about everything we need to know. We thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'll see you tomorrow. But remember, Ecclesiastes 8:4 says, where the word of a king is, there is power.
If you've never received Jesus as your Savior and Lord, now is the time for you to experience a new life Jesus has to give you. Pray this prayer with me right now. Lord, I repent of my sin and receive you as my Savior and Lord. Wash away my sin and make me completely new. I thank you that my sin is removed and Satan no longer has any right to lay claim on me. I faithfully promise that I will serve you as my Lord for the rest of my life. Amen.
If you just prayed the prayer of salvation with us, would you please let us know by going to renner.org/salvation? We would love to connect with you. Renner Ministries is proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ through every available media avenue to the uttermost parts of the earth. Discover the many ways you can help us make a difference in lives around the world with the Word of God. We invite you to partner with us in teaching, strengthening, and rescuing lives for the glory of God. Together, we can make a difference that will last throughout eternity.